Kia ora, good evening. One of New Zealand's biggest mega churches is launching a review after accusations of mistreatment towards interns and volunteers.
Welcome to another biblically based look into today's news from Christian Voice New Zealand. Now here's Mike Bain.
When Elvis Presley finished his concert, the announcement was made, Elvis has left the building. But I want to know who makes that announcement when God has left the building. Up front, I'm not and never have been a fan of the rock-style pastor-driven megachurches. In the news, though, we're reading and hearing about megachurches, not for the work of God, but more for the self-interest of individuals. The well-known Hillsong Church, Bethel Church, good grief, even Joel Osteen's church, and let's not forget about the Catholic Church, have been in the news. Why? Because of the self-indulgence on the part of individuals. In New Zealand, we've often heard the media attacks on Brian Tamaki's Destiny Church, and recently we see Arise Church in the spotlight. What we're seeing now is nothing new. You only must read the Bible, and you'll find many times where self-indulgence has seen the fall of God's people. One that stands out to me was the actions of Achan, who, against the orders of Joshua, took some of the plunder from the city of Jericho. It wasn't until the next battle that Joshua realized that God had left the building because of Achan's indiscretion. If you're familiar with the story, you'll know that Achan's sin was uncovered and he was punished severely for his crime, along with his family and a few others. But there are other examples where God had left the building, so to speak, with the likes of David and the entire nation of Judah. But here's the thing. While God may not be in the house, he's still with his people. Let's not forget that. There's an old saying that's so true. It says one bad apple can spoil the bunch. But then they say that one good apple in a bunch of bad apples won't make them good. True, but we know how effective just one good Christian can have on a workplace or school. But back to our modern day church. The mega church model is flawed in many ways, and we can see just how flawed that is. But the question is, in my mind, does that make the faith and the belief of those who attend flawed as well? I think not. But it's a fine line that they walk. You see, God will always reveal wrongdoing and wrongdoers, which makes me kind of surprised when I hear of pastors who fail to live by the words that they preach. I said it was a fine line, for example, in the case of Arise Church in New Zealand or any other business model. Businesses will always take advantage of those who are willing. And those who are willing need to take some form of responsibility for the work, time and effort they put into any job. Even in the broadcasting industry, which I came out of, I still recall young interns willing to work for nothing to get experience, to get a foothold in the industry. Gosh, I was one of them myself. I accept, though, that every business has a duty of care to all, but I cannot but help think that those who volunteer need to also have a duty of care towards themselves. Regardless of whether it's business, church, or even a community project, you'll find someone who's prepared to go to those extremes to serve others. To those who work voluntarily in the name of God, I ask you to stop and examine your hearts and ask, who am I doing this for? Is it my church, for God, or is it for my own self-indulgence? Take heed of how God worked with creation, 6 days and then he took a day off. No one expects you to give more than you can. Just give what is acceptable in God's eyes. Heed the example of the widow's giving found in the Gospels. As I've said, there's much wrong in the megachurch model, but then there is no perfect church. ATM machines in the foyer of Arise? Really? Name one church which doesn't have a donation box. You know, we see and hear of many things these days, but the question always is still, why do these things happen? In the case of Destiny, it's because their pastor challenges the culture. In the case of Arise, well, perhaps it's because they, along with some other churches, recently took a stand on government policy. Has God left the building? Possibly. He may never have even been in your building. But we do know one thing for sure. He will never forsake his church.
Thank you for watching. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. If you want to see more messages like this one, simply hit the subscribe button. For more information about our work, or if you're moved to donate the price of a cup of coffee, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.